Hello, yes, you're in tune to Tribecast Episode 7 with me, Xander. And you can catch us at triberevival.com, twitter.com/triberevival, or audioboo.fm/triberevival, or even our Facebook group. Let's announce the first piece of news, and this is some quite big news. Outcast Tribe has now moved to the address tribeuniverse.com. Rather nice address, I think, there. It's very, very lovely. And it's just started because the wizard says he was forced to move and launch the Tribe Universe site early because of problems he was having with the Outcast Tribe. Tribe Universe was to be the first fully interactive tribe website, and will be. So he's obviously got a lot more to do because of this early force launch, but this has amazing potential. Tribe Universe, and it looks great already, so I can't wait to see how this site progresses and adds to the fandom. Speaking of fandom as well, we have tribeworld.com. It's got lots of rumours going on about there. And that is from Laura Wilson fan, who's saying her friend Ross has been in talks with Cloud9 about releasing the site soon, so she could take over and it could get taken back into the fans' hands, because this is very important, because that site's got a lot of hits. If you put the tribe into Google, it's the first one, so this is going to be a site that companies are going to want and stuff. But if this can go into the hands of the fans instead of a company that's not going to do anything about the tribe, then this will be an amazing resource. Most of the tribe fans know where the site is already, so they'll go on there and they'll see something new, and then they'll get back into it, tell their friends. You know, it's a great thing that fans are taking over that, so I wish Ross all the luck in the mission. And it would be amazing if fans would be back in the hands of tribeworld.com. Or if not, if Cloud9 actually did something on it, that would be lovely. Okay, and we've got another piece of news here. We've got Tribe Sector 4's had a remake, and they're up to episode 7 on The Children of Morats. And yeah, it's looking really nice. They've got kind of RSSs and comments at the side. Yeah, it's quite a fresh, nice look with the blue there on a Tribe Sector 4. So stuff's coming along, and I've got some really good ideas that I'm going to be putting onto Tribe World, Tribe Revival even, sorry. And I'm also thinking, guys, that we have a chat function. We have a chat room where we can have live, real-time tribe chats in IRC, and it's not being used. I've had a suggestion through some of the mods that maybe we should have one time of the week or a time in the month that we all just get online, meet, and have a good natter and a good banter about the tribe, because I don't get to talk to that many people about it. And I need to mention our fan fiction exchange, which is we've got a Secret Santa 2010, and the idea is people will fill out a form and about what fic they want, and then people PM each other and write different fanfics for each other and stuff. So it's really, really quite interesting, that is, and there's a link to that on the main page. We also have a Facebook user, Amber Bear, who started her own little tribe comic, and that's on a Facebook page, so you can check that out, and that's pretty good fun. So, we'll see. Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting. And I'm liking the countdown on Tribe Sector 4 for the Outcast project, which should be coming out soon. So, we've got a lot of stuff going on, guys. If I've missed anything, then put it in the comments. I'll add it into the next podcast. And expect to see some changes at Tribe Revival soon. And improvements. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Keep the dream alive.